Every woman wants to be a witch.
Well, I don't. I want to feel thwarted. I want to have days when my hair is affected by the weather. I am through with just snapping my fingers and getting my way.
Isabel Bigelow is a shy young witch who only wants to experience real life as a mortal. But her plan gets turned on its ear, or maybe its nose, when a ridiculously vain actor, played by Will Ferrell, ironically picks Isabel to co-star with him in a new TV series based on the old TV series Bewitched.
How would you like to be on a television show?
I can't.
Oh, anyone can act. Do you have a job?
No.
Are you rich?
I just want to be normal.
Well, acting is better than normal. You get to pretend to be normal. And then if you're good, you become a big star. And guess what happens? You snap your fingers and pretty much anything you want materializes.
I have that now. It's what I'm giving up.
Everyone wishes they could do a little magic. And I think the overall idea of the film is that to fall in love requires a little magic.
Nicole Kidman stars as Isabel, who plays Samantha, and she likes the show-within-a-show twist that co-writers and sisters Nora and Delia Ephron came up with. But Kidman admits she wanted to do the film because she's been a Bewitched fan ever since her childhood in Australia.
I'd watched the series as a kid, and there seemed something quite fun at the idea of having watched something as a little girl and then being able to step into it as a woman and pay homage to it.
I want to cry. I want to break things. I want to hurt him. He doesn't understand who he's dealing with. He has no idea.
In the strangest way, remaking a TV series has far less onus on it than trying to do Portrait of a Lady or, you know. But I think the lessons you learn is that you do not try to stay within the confinements of what's been set. That even though you're doing a remake, you're able to find another way of telling a story.
The story of the original TV show Bewitched was that mortal advertising executive Darren married Samantha before he learned that she was a spell-casting witch who could do the most amazing things just by wiggling her nose. As the Hollywood history goes, Samantha got her nose twitch because it was something the late actress Elizabeth Montgomery, star of the TV show, just did naturally. It did not exactly come naturally to Nicole Kidman.
Oh, no, I needed a mirror, and I needed the slow-mo on the video, in the VCR. And I would put her nose in slow motion, and then I would put the mirror, and I would try to mimic it. And my mom would say, no, that wasn't very good. Try again.
Co-writer and director Nora Ephron says the story of the film was built around that feature of her Oscar-winning star's face.
And I thought, wouldn't it be great to make that the linchpin of the movie, basically. Wouldn't it be funny if you started with the idea that someone was cast in that role for one reason and one reason alone, which is that she had exactly the same nose as Elizabeth Montgomery and could twitch it exactly like Elizabeth Montgomery. So from that, everything followed. Who the guy would be, that she would actually be a witch. It was just one of those ideas that I had very easily. And by the way, that was the last easy moment on the movie.
The script pokes a lot of fun at Hollywood types and at the now popular concept of remaking old movies and TV shows into new films. But Ephron says it's also about romantic relationships.
Everyone you talk to about it has a kind of different take on it. Amy Pascal, the head of Columbia, thinks it's about mixed marriages. I think it's about can a witch be married to a mortal, which is to say, how powerful can a woman be within a marriage and not threaten the guy in the marriage? That's an interesting story. That is still a problem.
There's something I need to tell you. I'm a witch.
How does this work? Am I going to get webbed feet or grow horns?
Huh?
Am I going to get pregnant? Because I cannot get pregnant right now!
Bewitched also features Michael Caine as the warlock Nigel, Isabel's father who is skeptical of her attempt to live among the mortals. And Shirley MacLaine is a celebrated actress who plays Samantha's mother, Endora, on the TV show, but who has a secret of her own. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.